Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Welcome to another episode of Heath's Amazing Unpopular Opinion. It's been a wild week. I just moved into a new apartment. And now I'm away from my parents, so I can scream as loud as I want. Like, watch this. Ah! And no one did anything about it. I love life now. I love it.
Where are you living in?
In a house, you dipstick.
How did they not hear you?
They maybe did. They just don't care about my well-being as much as my parents did. So it's okay. But anyway, here we go. First question of the day. Ask this question. Obviously, has not seen some of the greatest footage in our day. E.T., the extraterrestrial, Independence Day, Indiana Jones, and the Crystal Skull. Of course, aliens are real. How the heck else would you even obtain that footage? I have seen rumors going around that movies are just edited and using CGI and crazy technology to put that stuff in the film, but we all know that's false. That wouldn't make any sense. And why do you think actors get paid so much? It's because they have close encounters with the divine, with space celestial beings. So duh, of course aliens are real. Use your brain, people. Use it. Next question. What useless talent would I like to perfect in this life?
Breathing.
Yeah, that's a big one. Y'all ever seen those like spitting contests, or like whenever like those like hillbilly shows where you can spit really far and it makes that ding sound on like a pot? I think that would be cool. Actually, speaking of pots, yeah, cooking's a useless talent, but every now and then I think about doing it. So, yeah, maybe I should get more into that. Next question. Beards. What are my thoughts on those things? I'll tell you what I'm against is mustaches. At least for people my age. I am currently 21. I have yet to see one person pull off a mustache at this age. They're all pervy. They're all creepy pimp stashes. And they just all look ugly. They look disgusting. Looks like a weird rat just crawled under your nose and just accidentally got stuck there. And it still squirms every now and then. And no one finds you attractive. So please, please, for the love of the Lord and for all of humanity, slice that thing off your cheeks. Thank you very much. But beards, yeah, I can get behind beards. As long as they're, like, floofy and not really big and are gross. Unless you're, like, a cool wilderness man who just has an insanely long beard, then I think that's kind of dope. But, yeah, I actually sell beard oil at my sister's salon. So, if you want to buy some of that junk, let me know, dog. $20 a bottle.
Does it work?
Of course not. It's for aesthetic reasons.
Oh. Wait, I'm confused though. Does it make you grow a beard or does it just make your beard nicer?
It's supposed to kind of help with your beard growth, but the real purpose of beard oil specifically is like your skin. I looked this up on Wikipedia once, so yeah, so this is 100% truth. But the purpose of beard oil is your skin produces this oil to like keep your face all moisturized or whatever, but whenever you have a beard, a lot of that oil goes into the beard, so it leaves your skin super cracked and dry. So you slap some slicky beard oil upon yourself to make sure that your skin's moisturized, which therefore helps your beard growth.
Wow.
Yeah. I am in college. I'm a genius.
True that.
Is egg salad still just chicken salad? That depends on what eggs you are using in your salad. If you're using eggs from a chicken, you are an old school maniac.
What do you use?
snake eggs. What else would you use? I mean, chickens are like so freaking 1800s, man.
Oh, I use ostrich eggs.
So you just have one egg per salad that you make? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, yeah. You just use one egg.
Who supplies you?
Fat salad. My ostrich guy.
All right. I get behind that. Well, yeah, I'll make sure to post your ostrich guy's information so that way we can all hit him up for all of our ostrich egg salads.
Yeah. That's smart.
There's that, and occasionally, if you're lucky, you can just use eggs from a woman. She'll put them in there.
What?
You heard me. And our last question for today. Here we go. Here we go. How do I stop pooping so much? Well, Andrew, I know you're out there suffering, but here's the answer. You ever seen those like corks that you put in bottles and stuff? Just shove that up the you know what. Where the sun don't shine, brother. I recently, actually, this reminds me of a thing that someone told me once. This past week. I think this is the right number. But apparently the woman, it's a woman. It's for all you feminists out there. Here we go. The longest record of one continuous poop is either 26 or 27 feet long, man. There wasn't even a drop. It didn't even break up at all. Just one solid, monstrous poop. She plugged herself up, and she just waited like a few months, man. I don't even know how this is possible. Because, I mean, I don't even know how you would even get the poop out. Would you, like, be crawling on your hands and knees? Would you be doing the crab thing? How did that even happen? I have a lot of questions about this. But apparently, this is the truth.
What?
And I believe it. So there's your fun fact for the day. A lady dropped a massive turd somewhere, and it's probably still living among us today. Yep. That's about all I have to say for that.
That wasn't a laugh. That was me, you know, making the noise.
So, yeah, either use a cork thing or you just duct tape up your bum hole. And that's about all the advice I can give, but I know that life. I don't know if I've told my entire appendix story up on here, but, I mean, there was, like, a solid month where I didn't go without pooping. It was just little drops here and then because I was like, man, this don't feel quite right, but I don't want to go to the doctor because doctors are lame. So, I don't know. I took laxatives and just sit there and watch King of the Hill, which is my favorite anime, and I just sit on the toilet for hours, and I wouldn't poop, and it would hurt a lot. So it's definitely possible to live your life without pooping. It's just going to be a hard life. The end. Thanks for joining.